You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
If all the words we have spoken this day could be put in a picture, framed and put on a wall in our home, would we be proud to show it to our friends and neighbors?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
We thank you for your word, the good news of Jesus Christ as our only Savior from sin. And as we share that word today, we pray let it be a power within us, that all the words we speak will be words that bring much joy and happiness, not only to our own lives, but also to the lives of others. Hear us, for we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. It pays to enrich your word power. That's the title of an article that appears regularly in the Reader's Digest. Those who read the article are encouraged to learn new words as a way to enrich their word power. And that's what this message is all about. Enriching our word power. Learning to use our words for the blessing and good of others. Our God in heaven has given us a wonderful gift. In the gift of voice, the power to speak. Each day, from morning until night, we are using God's gift. Words, words, words flow from our lips as we talk to ourselves, to members of the family, to friends and neighbors, to anyone who will listen. One cannot help but wonder what is the average number of words that we speak each day. Surely it is fair to say that even those who are perhaps a bit more shy still do a lot of talking every day. Word power, a great gift of God to His people, a powerful gift. The question before us is, how are we using this gift of God? In the book of Proverbs, the Old Testament of the Bible, we have this word from the Lord, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Apples of gold in pictures of silver. When God's gift of voice is used for good, when the words we speak add beauty and joy and happiness to the lives of those around us, and to our own life as well, then our words are like a beautiful picture, apples of gold in a setting of silver. The word fitly spoken, the appropriate word, the right word at the right time, the carefully chosen word, the word spoken in love, is like an apple of gold in a picture of silver. Word power. How are we using this special gift that God has given to us? Are we using our words for good or for evil? Are we using our words to build up or to tear down, to heal or to hurt? Do the words that we speak bring joy and happiness to the lives of others, or do they cause much grief and sorrow? Think of the words that you have already spoken this day. Are they like apples of gold in pictures of silver? Or are they more like rotten apples in a setting of dirt and filth? How are we using our voice? Do we have a need to enrich our word power as a power for good rather than evil? In the book of James, the New Testament of the Holy Bible, we read, "We put a bit into the mouth of a horse to make it obey us, and we are able to make it go where we want." Or think of a ship, big as it is, and driven by such strong winds. It can be steered by a very small rudder, and it goes wherever the pilot wants it to go. So it is with the tongue. Small as it is, it can boast about great things. Just think how large a forest can be set on fire by a tiny flame. And the tongue is like a fire. It is a world of wrong, occupying its place in our bodies and spreading evil through our whole being. Man is able to tame and has tamed all other creatures, but no one has ever been able to tame the tongue. We use it to give thanks to our Lord and Father, and also to curse our fellow man, who is created in the likeness of God. Words of thanksgiving and cursing pour out from the same mouth. This should not happen. No spring of water pours out sweet water and bitter water from the same mouth. Words of thanksgiving and cursing, words of good and evil, pour out from the same mouth. The same lips that speak words of praise and blessing also speak words of bitterness and hurt. And God says that should not happen. But it does, every day in your life and mine. Our word power is used for both good and evil, and on far too many days, more for evil than for good. What are the most common abuses of this great gift that God has given to us? They are not unfamiliar to us. In fact, they are all too familiar. They are spelled out in God's commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. To use our word power to take the name of God in vain and to bear false witness against our neighbor is to use God's gift for evil. Cursing, misusing and abusing God's name, filthy, dirty talk, gossiping, slandering, lying, deceiving, using our tongue for evil rather than good. Oh, there is so much of it in our world today. So much of it has become a part of our everyday conversation. And it never builds up. It always destroys. It always hurts. It always takes away from the beauty and joy of life. Time does not permit us to speak individually about all the sins of the tongue, but let us look at a couple of them, starting with the sin of cursing. It's heard every day, from young and old, in our schools, on the streets, in the factory, in the home, yes, even in the church. People taking God's name in vain, using His name in a way in which we have no right to use it. It's God this and God that. The name that should be kept holy in our lives is used to damn and to curse. The holy God, He has created us and He richly and daily provides for us all. And yet we use His name in vain. We treat it as though it meant little or nothing to us. Tongues that are to be used to praise and bless the name of God are also used to curse. And we are doing such a good job, it would seem, of training our children in this business of cursing, to use their word power for evil. There was a time when parents at least tried to be a bit more careful as to what was said when the children were present, but it seems not anymore. Now anything goes. And if the children don't hear it from their parents, they hear it on television. There seems to be little censorship of the language that is used on TV or in the theater. And it's not only the shows of crime and violence, but the family shows, the game shows, even the news broadcasts use language that profanes the name of God. The argument is, that's the way it is in real life. But that still doesn't make it right. That doesn't lessen the hurt and the sorrow that it brings to people's lives. That doesn't make it any less of an offense against the holy God. Or think for a moment of the sin of gossip, revealing secrets, telling things about others that are half-truths or are not true at all. The writer of Proverbs also shares this word with us. Gossip is so tasty. How we love to swallow it. Gossip seems like a fun thing to do. But oh, how it can hurt. A secret revealed, a truth that is twisted, a juicy bit of news shared over the telephone can ruin a life. Friendships are often broken. Family relationships are often disrupted or destroyed because of words. Words that should be kept secret. Bitter, angry, hateful words. Words that hurt and wound deeply. How often haven't we thought within ourselves, I wish I hadn't said that, after we had seen the hurt caused by the gossip we shared. It's easy to say, everybody is doing it, that gossip is a part of our way of life. But again, that doesn't make it right in the sight of our God, and it doesn't help those whose lives have been destroyed by words that should never have been spoken. Word power. What a power for evil it so often is in our lives. What God intended for good, we by our own sinfulness have turned into evil. But that's not the way God wants it in our lives. Words of thanksgiving and cursing pour out from the same mouth. That should not happen, says our God. God is listening for words that are like apples of gold in pictures of silver. That's what he wants to hear. God wants us to speak words that add beauty, joy, happiness to this world in which we are living. God would have us enrich our word power as a power for good and not for evil. But how? How can we enrich our word power? How can we overcome these sins of the tongue that so quickly and so easily find their way into our lives? How can we stop the hurting that is the result of words that should never have been spoken? We heard the sacred writer James say to us, "The tongue no man can tame." And he's right. The tongue no man can tame. Left to ourselves, we simply cannot bring our tongue under control. Because of our sinfulness, our tongue runs wild. We need help. And that help comes from Jesus Christ. The use of our voice for evil rather than good is sin. Sin that we need to confess before our God in heaven. Sin that we need to take to the cross of our Savior Jesus Christ. Sin for which he died. The Bible tells us God the Father in heaven laid upon the Christ, his only Son, the sins of us all. Yes, all of our sins of cursing, gossiping, slandering, and lying. Christ died for them all. He died the death our sins deserved. And from his cross, he speaks the words that we all need to hear. Words of love and forgiveness. Father, forgive them. Confessing our sins, trusting in Jesus as our personal Savior and Lord, our sins are forgiven. And we are given the power of his Holy Spirit to live a new life, power to control our tongue, power to speak words that are like apples of gold in pictures of silver. We can't do it alone. The tongue can no man tame. Christ is the power. He is the one who makes it possible for us to use our voice to build up rather than to tear down, to heal rather than to hurt. To be a blessing rather than a curse. Living in a close, intimate faith relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord, as Savior, our words can fit that beautiful picture of which the writer of the book of Proverbs speaks, golden apples in a setting of silver. Words of love, spoken softly and gently. Words that are kind and caring. Words that are patient and understanding. Words that are forgiving. Words that give comfort. words that offer strength and encouragement. A mother speaking softly to her crying child. A father patiently answering all the questions of an inquisitive son or daughter. Husband and wife forgiving each other for failures and shortcomings. Brother and sister sharing the excitement of the day's activities. Friends sharing problems and encouraging each other. Words. Words that add so much joy and happiness to our lives. Words that are like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Oh, what a blessing our words can be. What a great gift of God. Word power. Friend, how are you using this gift? How are you using your word power? For good or for evil? A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. What a beautiful picture! May that be the picture in our life, in the power of Jesus Christ. Amen.